The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 20th day of January, 2022. And tonight on the board, the guy pushing the buttons at the control is John. Say hello, John.
Hello, John.
All right, there you go. He did that. See how well he did that? Very well. Very well trained out. And that cackling you hear, a lot of cackling, no eggs, though. That's little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Here you go. Now flutter out of here. Go on. And way back in the boiler room, we have them back there manning the telephones. And that's that rascal Randy and Twitter and Twit. Twit, yes, they're back there. And so, but not to forget at one bit, way out there in that rusty and crusty back roads preacher, that mule riding parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
Well, that highly unpaid professional assistant is still here, still going strong, boss.
You don't have a mule anymore. You killed your mule, didn't you?
I gave that up for Lent.
All righty there. Okay, so, all right. You know, this is, we've got less than 2 hours to raise enough tonight. Well, let's see, tonight, less than 4 hours total to raise enough money to stay on for an entire month left. So, tonight is day 4 of the Pledge Week. And so that number, folks, is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And so we need to light them telephones up tonight. All righty. Let's see. I had a thing I wanted to give right off the shoot real quick. Well, you know what? I'll do it at the bottom of the hour. It's about the books and things that we have. And, you know, we had moved things around, and as we had made some changes and moved one of our office out, we discovered boxes of videos and books that we forgot that we had down there. And we got some really good stuff. And that video, that forgotten video, the one by Larry Nichols, that was an amazing thing because all of what was taking place was lost for 20 years, and then it came out. Now, I was with him in the original Clinton Chronicles. I was an advisor on that. I was their biblical advisor. But this DVD, the Clinton Chronicles 2, the final chapter, Larry Nichols will go down in history as being the guy that was the whistleblower on the entire Clinton crime cartel. But then, anyhow, we've got that and some others. And we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. We got to get right into Scripture because we haven't been getting all of our scripture in, you know, the last couple of days. We've had a lot of calls as we're going through the scripture, people calling in with prayer requests because so many people are sick and dying nowadays. So let's pick it up, Joe, in 2 Thessalonians, where we left off, in verse 5. So read verse 5 through verse 12.
All right, in 2 Thessalonians 2, right?
Yeah.
Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth he, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
All right, so we go to verse 5. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he is taken out of the way. What does that mean, he that letteth will let until he's taken out of the way?
Well, I think it's referring to the presence of the Holy Spirit restraining evil in the world.
You're right.
And he will continue to restrain it until he departs. And when the rapture comes, the Holy Spirit dwells in the believer. So when the rapture comes and the believers are raptured up to get their glorified body, the Holy Spirit will leave this earth.
Well, now, here, he'll leave in that sense because he's working now through us, the church.
Right.
Okay, he's working through the church.
This is the church age until the tribulation.
But the Holy Spirit will still have a presence, but he won't be working through the church like he is now.
Right.
So now, when we say this, okay.
Like in the Old Testament, he would come upon people. Now, in church age, he dwells within the believer.
Right. And so, here, he talks about the wicked. This is the Antichrist. So let me ask you this. Are there Antichrists today? Do we have Antichrists?
No, we've always had them. There are many Antichrists, the Bible tells us.
Okay.
They've existed since the time of Jesus.
Absolutely. So there's many Antichrists. Now, we don't know, you and I don't know, because the Antichrist is going to be revealed to those that are left here after the rapture of the church.
So, but no matter what, you and I are not going to know unless we're in heaven looking down.
Well, but there are people here now that we have some pretty good ideas. We think, well, it could be, and we could be right. Now, I've said before, and this is my opinion based right up from God's Word, the Bible, that if I were to say what would be the best candidate, and I'm not saying that it is, that he is, but my guess, the best candidate would be Barack Obama.
Yeah. He's in the running right now.
Why do you think I say that?
Because just everything about him, the lies, the deception, the way he handles himself, everything. I guess it's just kind of a combination of many things.
Okay, so it says the Antichrist, the beast, will come out of the seas. He'll rise up out of the sea. What does that mean, up out of the sea? He's going to be
out of the Gentile nations.
So he's going to come out of the Gentile nations, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, but the false prophet comes up out of the earth. What does that mean?
I'm drawing a blank. I know it.
Means he's going to be a Jew.
A Jew, yeah.
Right. And so now, and And the false prophet is going to empower the Antichrist. He's going to work the miracles, okay? Who empowers Barack Obama? When Jesse Jackson had said to Barack Obama, I want you to come over and speak to the Rainbow Coalition. And Obama said, well, I can't do that. I don't have time now.
I don't need you. I have Uncle George.
Yeah.
Soros is backing me.
Yeah, when Jackson says,
the evil one.
You don't need me, Jesse Jackson. And Obama says, I don't need you. I've got George Soros. Is George Soros a Jew?
Yes. Well,
but he's an apostate.
He claims he's of Jewish heritage, but he is a
an apostate,
belongs
right?
Belongs to the synagogue of Satan.
All right. So, if we were to take a look at, say Isaiah chapter 14, in Isaiah chapter 14, if you go over there, and you read, let me just read this here.
I've got it.
Okay. Let me see. Let's go to, all right, verse 14. Just read verse 14.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
Okay. Now, this is Satan speaking, right?
Yeah, I will be above all the saints. That's the clouds. I will be above them.
So he's going to be above the clouds, but that word heights there in the Hebrew, do you know how that's spelled?
Not in the Hebrew, no.
It's Obama.
Obama.
Obama, but it's spelled U-H-B-A-M-A. U-H, Obama, it's spelled, but it's pronounced Obama. It's pronounced Obama. So here now, I will ascend. Now, do you know what that word Obama means in the Hebrew?
Elevated one.
The elevated one. So what if you take away the UH off the and just have Bama? What does that stand for?
Bama is
turn over to Jeremiah.
Maya.
29. Jeremiah 29. And in Jeremiah 29. Let me see. Wait a minute. Maybe it's Jeremiah 20. I think it's Jeremiah 20, verse 29 is what I'm looking for. I got my verses backwards. Let me see. Okay. Words to do.
No.
Let me go back to, am I losing my memory? What could be losing my memory? Okay. Let me see. Let's go to Jeremiah.
We have gotten a little older.
Yeah, let me see. Well, maybe I'll try 28. I don't know. Let me see here. Let me see. I'll have to go back. What I'm looking for there is the word Obama, because the word... You know what? Here's the problem. We're in the wrong book. I meant Ezekiel.
Oh.
I'm telling you. We are getting... hang in there, folks. We're old, but we're not cold. We're still alive. Okay, Joe, Ezekiel chapter 20. Read me verse 29.
29. Got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Then I said unto them, what is the high place whereunto ye go? And the name thereof is called Bama, B-A-M-A-H, unto this day.
Okay, so that word Bama.
This is Bama.
Okay, now that word Bama means to hype. Now, in the definition of that in the Hebrews, the primary word Bama is the high place. There's only one, the high place. But the secondary definition is a high place. So, the primary definition would be heaven, but here he's speaking about where the children are sacrificed. In other words, someone who's very anti-children. Who do we know that's very anti-children? Who was the most
Barack
pro?
Obama, the only man who voted against the Infant Born Alive Protection Act.
Right.
America.
He's the one that said, that those things, if they survive abortion, should be put on a shelf and let to die because they weren't meant to live anyhow.
Right.
That's Mr. Obama, right? And so,
right.
So here, the word Obama means high place. And here, if you go ahead and read down to verse 32.
Therefore said unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredom after their abominations? For when ye offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, ye pollute yourself with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of you, by you, O house of Israel, O house of America? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you.
All right, so here now, what we have.
Abortion. They were sacrificing their children to the gods, to the idols, and we do that through a thing called abortion. Women's rights, the right to choose, right?
Absolutely. Now, here also.
Worshiping the creation, not the creator, sacrificing the children of God.
That's absolutely right. Now, if I go over to, and I think it was, if I remember tonight, I didn't take my Prevagen today. Let me see. But if we go over in Luke, he talks about, let me see. And if I can remember the passage, it refers to, well, let me check here. Maybe I can find the same thing very quickly over here. Maybe not. What I was looking for is we find, In one verse, Barack Obama, in one verse. And I'm trying to remember where it was. I thought it was Luke 10, but apparently it's not. And I'll have to find that. But it shows you in one verse, it says where, and the Lord Jesus said, as lightning comes, as lightning falls, he's referring to that word lightning in the...
There it is. And it's in Luke 10, verse 18.
You know, I was right there. Oh.
Okay,
I was right there, and I couldn't find... Okay, right.
No. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So Obama...
Okay, so now...
fell as lightning Barack... So lightning and Barack. Barack is like lightning, right?
Right. Lightning is Barack. Okay. In the Aramaic and the Greek, it's Barack. In the Hebrew is B-A-R-A-Q. Yeah. And the Greek is B-A-R-A-K. So here you have, and I saw Barack fall from, and then heaven in the Hebrew is what? Bama. I saw Barack fall from Bama. Get it?
Lightning fall from heaven.
Yeah. Okay. Lightning is Barack.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So here in one, you have Barack Obama. In one word, you have Barack Obama in one verse. And so here, but one of the other reasons I would say that he would have been my... Now, folks, I'm not saying that he is the Antichrist by any means. He may not be at all. But I would say, what I am saying, if I were to have to choose a candidate, it's because remember what happened in D.C. when they had his inauguration. All up and down Constitution Avenue, they had those vendors, if you remember. And they had those plaques. And on those plaques, they were about 12 inches high and about 18 inches long.
With the Shekinah glory, the halo around the crown around him, his head. They had those pictures everywhere.
Well, in those plaques, what they had were five ovals. And on the five ovals, starting from the left, as you're holding it, they had Abraham Lincoln. And then they went from Abraham Lincoln to John F. Kennedy. And then right at 12 o'clock would be Martin Luther King. And then at 2 o'clock there would be Robert Kennedy. And then they had Barack Obama. Now, what did Lincoln, Kennedy,
Martin Luther King,
and Robert Kennedy, what did they all have in common?
They're all assassinated.
They all got shot in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. What does the Antichrist, how does he suffer?
He gets shot in the head.
He suffers a mortal head wound, right?
Right.
And then you had Barack Obama. Then you, right, so why, what would that be saying? Obama was in on this, and those plaques went up in half the black barber shops in the country. When you walked into one, they had those, that's where they put one of them, and that's where they went up to.
Right. He also said, I'm the one I've been waiting for. I'm the one you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And just the fact that they showed him with that, you know, almost like the Chicana glory around his head was another clue. Those pictures were everywhere.
And remember his handler, that Rice woman?
Mm-hmm.
She referred to him. She said that he is not a mortal man. He is not an ordinary man. And that the presidency really wasn't enough of a challenge for his intellect.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's,
yep,
she did,
that's
right.
What she said, that when you look at the way he thought and everything else, I kind of tended to disagree with her.
Now, what did, remember what, I'm trying to think of the Muslim guy that he's the big black leader. Oh, Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan said when Obama speaks, Messiah speaks.
Mm-hmm.
When Obama speaks, Messiah. So he referred to Obama as Messiah. Now, what was Obama, what was he supposed to do in a case like that?
He's supposed to refute it very quickly.
But he didn't. He didn't. He accepted that.
He didn't refute it at all.
Right. Okay. And that takes you back to Daniel chapter 11. And that's what it says he would do. Okay. So, yep. Now again, I want to make it very clear, folks, that I'm not saying that he is. I'm saying that could be a case, could be built up. What I would say, there's others out there. Now, we know we have a lot of antichrists out there today, okay?
There are many in the world,
right.
Scripture tells us.
But, and
not
so,
the...
and a number of them could be candidates, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very possibly.
Well, the Prime Minister of Canada is a candidate for, in a lot of people's mind, he would be a major candidate for the Antichrist. But Obama is, there's more in, he's the only one that I know whose actual name is in Scripture.
Right.
So, and I think that means a lot. Alrighty.
Very, very possible.
Okay, we forgot, this is Pledge Week, 888-281-1110, folks. 888-281-1110. All righty, so far we have, what do we have? Okay, I haven't been reading. Let me see. John, can you scroll down? I haven't been paying attention here. We've been doing our scripture tonight. All right, we only have one. That's why. Rosemary from Michigan pledged $100. This is not good, Joe. We're one half hour into the program. We only have one pledge. 888-281-1110, folks, or 888-677-9673. Okay, until we get some more pledges, Joe, don't even talk anymore. We gave him too much. We gave him too much. So, all right. Somebody heard us. Wow. Anonymous in Pennsylvania pledges 1,000. That helps a lot. Okay.
Oh, it sure did.
All right, so that puts us right now.
Anonymous?
Anonymous, yeah.
In what town?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay.
Yep, and so here, that leaves right now, okay, the Lisa's fluttered in.
$1,100.
Okay, yeah, so that leaves us, we have right now about $3,900, what we need to raise.
Before the end of the program. And remember, folks, this program is totally listener-supported. We do this once a month. We have a pledge week, and your donations very simply pay the radio bills. No one in this ministry in all the years we've been on the air, which Pastor Ernie's been on the air about 49, no one has ever taken a dime in salary. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep this going. We're not here for the money. We're not here for the prestige. We are here because the Lord called those of us that are here to be watchmen on the wall.
All right, Joe, we got to go to a
Pastor Ernie.
Yep, we got to go to a break, and we'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away.
Had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they woke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. And the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more back. And we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
we haven't been taking it at all. We've been pushing back from the very beginning. We've been pushing back and pushing back against the deep state, the crooked, the corrupt, deathocratic Communist Party, the Antichrist movement. Every day we push back. We don't. And do you know why we do that? Because God's word, the Bible, demands resistance to tyranny. And
that's why we're called the voice of the Christian resistance movement.
Anonymous just pledged 200. And Richard and Rocky River pledges 15. Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you, Ricky. Joe, we have a message from Students for Life here.
The right choice. The label pro-choice strips all meaning from the word choice. It leaves us pitting the stronger versus the weaker. The final fight for freedom in America is raging. But it's not just about socialism, BLM, or Antifa.
Our culture is having an important discussion about the civil rights of minority groups. So why don't we recognize the most fundamental right to the most marginalized among us? Students for Life is fighting for the rights of the preborn on campuses and in communities every day. When it comes to abortion, the right to choose literally means choosing to take away the future from another human being. Choosing abortion harms both mother and child and leads to suffering, subjugation, and death. Yet that's the choice some want to make, and others want to force you to fund with tax dollars.
And that's what we're up against in this fight. It all starts with life, the prerequisite for all other rights. When this right is upheld, all of our other natural rights have the opportunity to fill our lives with meaning. When it's undermined, history shows us that the end is slavery, oppression, and even death. At Students for Life, we're an army, an entire generation who could have been aborted for the price of a PlayStation. That's more than 1,300 campuses strong. Why does that matter? Because this is where our final fight begins and ends. Young people are making choices about pregnancy every day, and they look to their peers for advice in these formative independent years.
Well, young people are targeted constantly by the abortion industry as they make choices about pregnancy every day. So we go right where they are. And our student leaders, they are bold. As they don't just stay on campuses supporting women and changing policies, they go into communities across the nation, door by door, providing tangible support for mothers, changing minds, and electing those who will stand with us. Campuses and abortion facilities, in person and online, we recruit, train, and mobilize the pro-life generation with the hopes that we will someday soon become the first post-Roe v. Wade generation. So don't stand by while the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness of the next generation of Americans are erased.
A choice to kill should never be celebrated, subsidized, or even legal. Will you join us in this fight? Go to studentsforlife.org/fight to get your free copy of our battle plan to win this fight and make a difference today.
Okay. Alrighty, we're back. I want to remember, folks, remember, Joe, when we were talking about what they were doing when they were taking the scalps of unborn babies, and they were putting them into lab rats to see if they would keep growing.
Right, if they could graft them.
Yeah, if they could graft them and they would keep growing. This is unbelievable. But, you know, the wickedness of the Democratic Party, it's wicked. I mean, it's pure wickedness. There's nothing that's not wicked. Nothing. The entire thing is total wickedness. And
well, we know that they, in medicines and vaccines and research, they keep using embryonic stem cells from aborted children, when we know that there are plenty of adult cells they can use. Plus, all those umbilical cords that they throw away have all that precious blood from the infants that they need for all their research. But no, they'd rather use the cells from an aborted child rather than from a throwaway umbilical cord. So that shows that they're evil. I mean, one is totally free, it's thrown away. The other, they have to kill the child to get it.
Well, not only that, but I mean, you know, there's these people are masochists. They're wicked. when you had, for example, to use some of those baby parts what they needed to make so-called vaccines, the child had to be kept alive while they removed his organs.
Yeah.
And they couldn't give him anything for pain because then it would have infected their vaccines.
Samples.
Yeah. So I mean, it's evil.
Tissue samples, whether they had to take a whole head or body organs, they call it taking samples, yeah.
And, it's my opinion, there's not one Democrat in all of Congress that would not be in favor of that, and I mean that. They have gotten so corrupted, so absolutely corrupted, just beyond belief. Anyhow.
Well, that's the narrative that they must follow if they're to make their money. Money answereth all things.
All right, Celeste and Terry in Detroit pledged 100. Joan in Philadelphia pledged 50. Betty in Michigan pledges 100. Anonymous in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty, Joe.
I want to do a switch. Do you remember back when they passed the infrastructure bill?
Yeah, I remember what. Because I know what the infrastructure is. It's getting more money for the daycare centers.
Oh, yeah.
giving women more time off for pregnancy leave.
All kinds. But
that's what they call infrastructure.
Right. Hidden on page 403 is a provision, folks, I thought you all need to know out there. The hidden provision requires advanced drunk and impaired driving prevention technology to be built into all the new cars starting in 2025. The technology will passively monitor the performance of all drivers. This means the system will have to be on at all times that the car is running, and that they will have mandated kill switches to be used if the system says there's some kind of problem. Well, you know, they're claiming this is for your own good, but I'm thinking, well, what happens? You're driving home, you're a little sleepy, and so I better pull off. So you're looking for a place to pull over, right? You slow down, you're trying to get pulled over. Well, all of a sudden your car turns off because it thinks you've been drinking. The car shuts down and you can't restart it. And you're on a very dangerous stretch of highway, heavy traffic, blind corners. And the car turns off because of an algorithm built in by someone in the Silicon Valley. And you have no knowledge or control of your vehicle. So one of those nice little things, this government wants to control you, control things in your life. They hid this on a page in an infrastructure bill, and it has had almost no publicity. So you're one of the few people, if you're listening to this program, one of the few people in America that know what's coming in 2025 if you go to get a new vehicle. The government will watch you, control you, and can turn off your car whenever they want.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, Big Brother is here.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, is he here? He is here.
Christianity being outlawed in Canada. Pastors will be imprisoned while the government promotes lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing pedophilia and exploitation of children. So-called conversion therapy is now banned in Canada. And thousands of churches across the country are bracing for impact as the new law threatens to criminalize pastors for teaching the Bible.
Right. If you preach what God says about sodomy and about all that other stuff, you get thrown in jail.
More than 4,000 church leaders are reportedly standing together in protest against the rule, which makes it a crime to convert sodomites and other members of the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer community out of their death style. Even those who would willingly seek out conversion will no longer be allowed this freedom in Canada, as pastors are now prohibited from offering any sort of counseling or therapy in the matter. Is this one of the reasons why, remember, the Satan, or the Antichrist, is a sodomite? If you go back to Daniel chapter 11, he's a sodomite. And so,
kind of a clue, isn't it?
Right. And so the initiative launched by Liberty Coalition in Canada, supported by Pastor John MacArthur and Grace Community Church in Los Angeles, stands against the Bill C-4, which essentially criminalizes biblical Christianity in Canada. MacArthur just got knocked off of YouTube, like they did to me. See,
Everybody's being knocked off of something. If you open your mouth, you are knocked off of YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. That's why radio, they can't knock us off. As long as you, the listening audience, donate enough to for us to pay the bill at the station, you're listening to us.
So, you know, truth is hate to those that hate the truth.
That's what we couldn't remember last night.
Yeah.
Truth is hate to those who hate the truth.
We got there without our...
lost it at the same time.
Yeah, well, we got there without our prevention tonight, huh? So, already here.
I got some bad news for the folks. Everybody knows that right now the economy is in a mess, that we've got high inflation. But the government lies. They give you this figure that the inflation rate is X amount. Well, folks, that there's a real long story behind it that I may go into next week when we have more time. But the government doesn't look at energy prices, food prices, other things when they come up with this figure for inflation. But this will tell you how bad it is. They did a very large study here. Workers at this large Kroger Foods, I think it's the second largest grocer in the country. Yep, it is. And there was a California-based nonprofit economic roundtable, talked to over 10,000 unionized Kroger workers in the western U.S. It was the largest independent survey of retail workers that has ever been conducted in the U.S., okay? The report is called Hungry at the Table. More than three-quarters of those at that major grocery chain suffer from food insecurity as defined by the government. Food insecurity means they couldn't afford balanced, healthy meals. Half of those who were told, the surveyors, they struggled to make ends meet. They had very low food security, sometimes went hungry, and this was according to the Seattle Times. And I've got all kinds of the different workers. One lady that had been working there for a long, long time, long-time worker. She's 3 months behind on the rent. The rent has gone up, but her wages haven't gone up. And she's behind on her, not only on her rent, but her power bill. And so she's skipping food and eating, you know, very cheap potatoes and fattening things to survive. The grocery store came out and said, you know, we pay higher average hourly wages and benefits than almost everyone in the retail sector. So Kroger is paying better than most all the other stores, and yet their employees are having very, very hard times. This means that there are going to be millions of American workers out there that inflation is really starting to cause severe pain. We can all thank the Democrat Party. We can thank the woke movement, the environmentalists, the One World Order people, the communists, because this has all been brought by them. This did not have to happen. This is shooting yourself in the foot for political gain. And we need to remember our friends and neighbors may be suffering. People in your community may be going without food just to pay their higher heating bill, their higher rent bills. And we need to wake up, America. We're in a war, and people are being hurt.
Well, people right now need to stock up and get some food. Again, we are in a war, and the enemy,
shelves are empty in some stores. Yeah. They can't stock up.
Joe, we have a bunch of people out there right now that they're almost in a panic. They're talking about Russia's going to nuke us. I mean, I've been hearing this. Look, Russia's not going to nuke us, folks.
No.
Let me tell you what the plan is. Think about this. Milley and Austin and Biden, they're weakening our military. They're weakening the men who China has been bragging. China has been bragging that they're killing off the American military without firing a shot by these vaccines.
Right.
Okay. And so, and they're giving these shots now, the brightest and the best, the smartest in the military, no better than to take the shots. The smartest in there, they're saying, no, we're not taking it. I'm not taking that. One third of the special Navy SEALs are told they have to leave the Navy. Okay. You have 30,000 Marines that have said, nope, we're not taking it either. Okay. Then you've had large numbers, and they're being, of soldiers are being told you're going to have to leave. These are the smartest and the best. And so they're, Austin and a million, they're purposely weakening our military. And what will happen? Remember what Milley promised the Chinese? Don't worry, we'll tell you before we go to war with you, okay?
Right, right. We'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll let the enemy know, right? So here, they will surrender. They will put it out there, and they will use the fake news media to say, look, we can't win a war. It would be disastrous. It would be suicide to go to war with Russia because China will be there. We have to give in. We have to surrender. And of course, you don't suppose Milley and Austin and Biden, who's already gotten $1 billion from the Chinese, you don't think they'll prosper more from that, do you?
I know one thing. The world runs on intimidation. I have seen it personally all my life. Those who intimidate, and if you get intimidated, about 98% of everything that happens on the street is by intimidation first. They do one act of violence, scare people, and everything is intimidation. And the Chinese, you know, go with that theory, you know, if they can win a war without having to actually go to battle, that's why they use all these other things. They're using the attacking through the internet. They're hacking, getting information. They're threatening. They built the islands. Just like the Russians are using intimidation right now.
Hey, Joey, let me ask you this, right? If you were to buy up a lot of farmland and to buy that up, to have it so that when need be, you could use that to grow food, would you nuke it? I mean,
no.
If it's filled with radiation.
You wouldn't want to nuke it because you can use the food as a weapon. We weaponize everything in this world.
So let me ask you, who's the two largest landowners of the United States? Who owns
Bill
more?
Bill Gates and China.
China and Bill Gates. They're buying up land now. And they want to do that to control the food, to control the people.
Right. You can control the food. You control the people. Why do they think the Russians want Ukraine? Because, what is it, Western Ukraine is the food basket of that whole area. That's why they want it. They're going to try and take it. They're going to try and do it with intimidation and threats. And they're doing a lot of, right now, their Russian ships went past Britain, speculating there was an invasion of Ukraine coming. Putin has nearly completed his troop buildup. They're doing a wonderful job of intimidation, and this is warfare by other means, folks.
All right, so this is what we're telling you. A couple things I wanted to say. We have a limited amount when we were telling you of the Clinton Chronicles 2. We just took an inventory. We have 12 left. As of today, Hillary, uncensored, 9 left. So these, why they last, folks. But now, for any donation, Joe, tell them about the Bible Answer for Every Need book.
Oh, that is the most wonderful little book. I have one. I keep it with me. The subtitle, The Right Scripture at the Right Time, Every Time. It's broken down in different words like truth. You can look it up, unbelief, blindness, Satan, repentance. You know, if you want to know something, you just atonement, God's glory, whatever it is. There's a whole little contents. You take a look what you're looking for. If you want to know about forgiveness of sin, it's on page 132. You go to page 132, and it gives you the different verses dealing with forgiveness of sins.
And so
it is wonderful, and it helps especially those of us, well, in my case, a lot of brain damage from accidents. Pastor Ernie from just probably a little senior, old age.
Yeah, but anyhow, no, that, look, out of all of the books, next to the Bible, That would be the top book for me right there.
It's one of the handy. I think I probably is, other than the Bible, I probably use this book more than any resource book I have, and I've got quite a library.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, every pastor I know wants one. And so there you go. It is really good. So for any donation.
We're only giving them out to our friends.
Any donation over, say, $25 or more, any donation. Now, in fact, if you really want this, you're out there, and $25 is too much for you, you let us know, and we'll see if we can get you one with something you can afford, even if it's without cost at all.
So those of you that pledged last night, the night before, if you want the book, got to remember when you send in your pledge, or if you'd sent in your pledge already, you can write and say, give your name, address, all that. I've already pledged. I already sent my donation in, but I really want that Bible answer. We'll get these out to as many people as possible. But remember, it's a volunteer organization. There's only so many people come in every day to help run things, and it might take a few days to get everything out, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, right now,
Lisa can only do so much.
Well, right now, Joe, we're waiting on. Right now, we are out of Dr. Glidden's book, Attempt a Cure. We're totally out of those. He says he's going to ship us some more. We're waiting on those. And we're out of the Everybody's Sick, and I Know Why. We're out of those right now, and we've got a good supply of the three of the small books, but. The two large books by Cass Ingram, he's going to send us a case, so I'm checking on those. So, folks, you got to give us a little time because we can't give them to you until we get them from them.
Right.
So there you go. We want to say Annette pledged 20. Thank you, Annette. Christine pledged 300. Thank you.
Christine from where?
Christine from Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, we haven't heard from them for a while.
Annie from New York pledged 50, and Margaret from Richfield, Ohio pledged 100.
In the backyard.
There you go. Yeah, not far from here. And so,
in fact, I don't know if we've heard anybody from Texas, but I've got a story I've got to get out tonight. There was a Texas teen was arrested, charged with the murder of his 16-year-old girlfriend. His name was Frank DeLeon. He was 17. He shot her 22 times after she found out that he was cheating on her. She learned about his affair, and when she brought it up, he got mad at her, took out a gun, shot her 22 times. Well, they put him out on bond. Yep, put him out on bond. He has to stay within the county he's in. And he can't contact her family, and he can't go near a school.
All righty. Listen, Joe, hang tight. We're up against a hard break, so we will be back right after this with a whole lot more. So do not go. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
WHKW, W245CY, Cleveland, encouraging you to head back to church this Sunday, a service of Salem Media Group.